Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
He's probably pooping. He's not answering his phone.
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
Just keep making bad life choices. Bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Oh, now that's not good.
And then it just has an aftertaste of death.
Hello, and welcome to the Brotherhood of Batman. I am Ben, the baby brother and your sunshine into Gotham.
Jake, I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that came up with the crazy list of comics that we read through on our normal episodes.
And I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us. I produce this mess. Thanks for tuning back into the Brotherhood of Batman, a podcast with three brothers who do all things Batman and Bat Universe and DC related. And this week we are picking up with the fifth issue of Tom King and Clay Mann's run of Batman and Catwoman. Ooh, I think we had a month off between issue 4 and issue 5. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been like a month and a half since the last release. So
long time.
This one just came out on the first of the month, right? That's where we're at.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we're going to try to get this one in between our Season 7 episodes, so look for regular Season 7 episodes coming soon. We'll forgo our normal Week in Geek on this, and if you made a beverage, then cheers to you.
If you didn't make a beverage, go find the most expensive booze that you have in your house and just chug the whole bottle and see how you feel.
Yes, and then try to take someone down, but describe in detail how you're going to do it first, because that's what all good villains do. So this issue kind of drops us back with old Selina. She's with her cat at Christmas, and she's chilling with the Christmas tree, and we have I don't know who shows up because they have not been in our continuity. So this stick.
It's Harley Quinn. So she's fully talkable now. She's fully. Jake ruined it. She's here.
Fully old Harley Quinn shows up to avenge Mr. J, her love, who Catwoman killed. And so we have that storyline going on. And then we have drunk Selina, who is coming off of her fight with Batman on the rooftops when she tells Batman about Joker's plan at the ice rink and everything that Joker's been doing. So Selina is nursing her woes and cursing everyone as she kind of tries to deal with her angst and everything that's going on. And then we have the storyline of Selina and the Phantasm, and we do have Ben's friend Andrea Beaumont in this issue a few times.
She's unmasked, you guys. She's unmasked.
So those are our
wanted.
I know. And those are our main storylines. So we'll kind of pick up. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
You're all I ever wanted. Yeah. It's
that could have been the song.
Oh,
I was saving that for the sundress episode, but
so close. Did Harley show up to avenge the Joker, or did she show up mad because she didn't get to kill him?
I think it was both unclear.
Yes, I think it's ambiguous on purpose. Like she comes off like, "Hey, you killed Mr. J. I'm going to kill you because of that." But then there's lines dropped like, "Well, no, I wanted to kill him. I hated him, and you know he did this to me." And da da da. So it's definitely an unstable Harley.
Yes.
Well, she had like 50 years to kill the Joker. It's not like she couldn't just do it at some point. He's living in a retirement village in Florida. She knows where he is. She kind of blew her opportunity, I think.
Well, I don't think she wanted to kill him. I think she wanted the opportunity to do it. Just like Joker and Batman. Like Joker's never going to kill Batman, but he wants to be the one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was interesting because this is like sort of continuity, but being Black Label, it like has the ability to just kind of do whatever it wants.
Mm-hmm. Because
modern day Harley does not care about the Joker anymore. So I don't know. It was it was cool to see her old because we've seen so many of those villains. I really liked the mask thing.
Yeah, I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah,
I mean, she's an old lady, so why not?
Yeah,
she puts on kind of would you guys describe it as kind of like a kabuki mask?
Kind of
a harlot, a mannequin mask. Very, you know, it looks kind of like her face paint, but it's simplified and looks very doll like. It's very, very creepy looking, I think, when she's running around mm-hmm. in it. I don't know if yeah. that comes from something else.
It made me think of New Orleans, which has like a bunch yeah. of those like masquerade Mardi Gras kind of masks mm-hmm. where it will have there will be gestures, but it's like a hard like plaster kind of mask. That's what I pictured it as.
Yeah.
Or like almost like China.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it was less creepy because she's swinging the giant hammer and she's cursing and saying some of the dumb Harley things that she says. And then I love the interactions with her, Selena. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, as Harley's doing all her weird shit. And there was a line that really stuck with me in that scene. Harley's like talking to Selena as they're fighting. And it's like, you know, your standard, let's monologue as we beat each other up kind of scene. Mm-hmm. Where she says that Joker always said it'd be you, referencing Catwoman. And he was the only time he was ever quiet was when he was thinking about the shit that Selena had seen.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really kind of interesting that Joker was, you know, it's a different side of Joker that we hadn't really seen. One that's self-reflective and aware of the people around him and how what Selena had seen as opposed to maybe the things that he has experienced.
So what did she do begs the question.
I know. That's one of them.
I'm concerned, but we don't need to get into that.
Well, I love the idea that the three of them have this triangle of history, right? Like Joker, Catwoman, and Batman know each other on an intimate level that nobody else can ever understand. And it goes in all three directions, right? And I really like, it's one of my favorite things that's coming out of this storyline is the Catwoman-Joker relationship. You know, I think Tom mm-hmm. King did an excellent job in the build up to the wedding where Joker mm-hmm. and Catwoman are in the church. I love those two issues a lot.
Yeah. Right?
And then it's really, really building on those two issues here in this story. And it's been a standout thing for me. And I think it's going to actually be one of the things that impacts the ongoing Batman continuity. I think other writers are going to latch on to this idea that these three have been around since the start and they have something tied mm-hmm. that ties the three of them together.
Yeah. I
wonder what that is. Is it chains? Is it handcuffs? What ties them together, Ben?
Rope. So there's 7 issues left. I've joked about it before, but I currently feel like this book is mistitled. Like, this is the least Batman story that we've read. He's not in it. Like, it's about him, but it's mostly about other people's relations to him and mostly about how other people are thinking about, like,
right.
mostly about how other people are affected by his opinions. So,
do you dislike that, or do you?
I mean, to me, this is like it's Catwoman's book. Like we've talked about how strong she is, and yes. even this issue is more that. Like they could have just called it Catwoman Batman, or they could have called it Catwoman Joker. Like honestly, I feel like Joker is a bigger part of this than Batman is. But there's 7 issues, so I'm waiting to see what they do. I don't have an issue with it because I'm enjoying it, but I just think it's an interesting title choice. But maybe right. that comes from the fact that it was supposed to be the end of Tom King's Batman run.
Well, that could be.
I think you're right, Ben, that there is a noticeable absence of Batman here, and it's one of the least show. I mean, he's not in this very much. And so
no.
if we're building on all this mystery with Catwoman and the Joker's history, like either lean all the way into that and just make that what the story's about, or give us more Batman in the second half. I think, I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest. I think Batman is very predictable right now. Like, you know, it's like Ben, you said, it's everybody's reaction or relationship to him. And so we have expectations of Batman to behave a certain way, even in issue 4 when Bruce confronts Selina on the rooftops about only giving him 20 minutes to save the people at the ice rinks.
Right.
You know, she's like, tell me how much of a bad person I am. Be the big, scary bat. Like, even the characters are calling him out for being predictable and behaving a certain way. And so I would like to see him step out of that role. And I'd like to see the relationship that he has with Selina emphasized and, you know, juxtaposed with the relationship that he has with Andrea. Because Andrea is now stepping more and more into the light in this issue than she has been. And I think to help with that, I think we're going to need to see, you know, not just what happened in Mask of the Phantasm with their relationship there. We're going to have to see what their relationship or complete lack of interaction with each other did to one another over the last X amount of years since that storyline happened.
Good points. Not to be the broken record, but I mean, I really feel like what I've been wanting would be hopeful. Like, if we get an issue that is her and him,
right?
Even in some capacity,
I think they have to.
We have to. There's 7 issues. There's going
to
be one.
It has to. Yeah.
Well, I think she is. I mean, this issue. I was kind of segueing into talking about Andrea here. Hopefully, she's showing her side of the story. Why she's doing what she's doing. She shows it to Selina very, very pointedly.
I love that interaction in that scene. That scene is dark. That scene is like, just so you know, Kat, this is where you're supposed to stop me. If you want to fight me, now is your time. Like, she and Selina doesn't move. She's like frozen and staring. And then you don't see anything, but then you just hear Andrea or Phantasm go, "Sal Neesman, your angel of death awaits." And you can just see her put the hood back on and grab the scythe thing and just go at it. You don't need the graphic violence in there because the words and that tone of, okay, if you're going to stop me, now is your chance. You may want to do something because it's going to get a little slippery in here.
And the look on Selina's face while she doesn't go to stop her, but she is in kind of a shock and awe watching Phantasm work on this guy.
Well, you see the blood go across Selina's face in that panel.
Oh, did you? I didn't see that. Oh, okay.
There's like tiny blood splatters, and your angel of death awaits line. There's blood going across Selina's face, so you don't see Andrea physically do it, but it's very strongly implied.
Well, and you know, the not implied at all. I mean, we've had some speculation, we've had some guesses made while covering the previous issues here that maybe it isn't Andrea in the Phantasm suit, and this issue puts that to rest. There is no question who is wearing that scythe and mask. We see her put it on. Yeah, we see her take it off.
She's so pretty.
She is angry, and she is hanging out with Joker's robot wife in the world of tomorrow, which was rather funny, I thought.
Yeah, that was funny. And, you know, later on in the issue, Selina and her are talking, and you mentioned something about this, Jake, about how, like, Andrea, we need the Andrea and Bruce scene, because Andrea referenced, like, in relation to Selina, I thought you'd be consumed by Bruce, because that's what he does. He consumes you. And Selina's like, I thought you'd be a psychotic killer, broken inside and out. Well, one of us got it right.
That was the best. That page is my favorite. That page might be my favorite page. Oh, that's a dramatic statement. It's at least my favorite page of this issue. I really enjoyed it, especially with the Joker's creepy doll maid woman in the top. It's just beautiful.
And all that
who
is
also
being
made an appearance on the back of this book, by the way.
Oh yes, it's the Joker's robot wife in the window of the advent calendar on the back. Which when Ben,
see, I forgot that's what it was until you guys mentioned it. I was trying to picture what that was, and I hadn't watched the movie since we talked about it, and it just slipped my mind. I was trying to figure out what that was at first. So
Yeah, because they're at the World of Tomorrow. Her evil lair. But yeah, it's such a small little thing that if you hadn't seen the movie, you'd be like, "What is this?" So
well, when Ben dropped the issue off at my house for us to review it after it came out. He handed it to me. He's like, "Look at the back. You know, you'll never guess who's on the back. Never in a million years would I have imagined that would be one of the characters they put in the window of the 12 windows they're going to have." So,
yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah,
I'm excited to put all 12 next to each other and see if there's some sort of point or some sort of pattern or something. Could be interesting.
That would be cool. Yeah. It'd be neat to do, like, I don't know, some kind of poster of Wayne Manor with, like, the faces in the windows as opposed to the words or something. That'd be pretty sweet.
Maybe the last issue will have that.
It might.
If you're listening, Mr. King. speaking of the creative team real quick, I love Claymon. I've really enjoyed his art through this entire thing. This is the first time that I have chosen the Jim Lee cover over the Claymon one, because it's just really pretty. It's got Batman, even though he's not in this, and then Joker, who Jim Lee does Joker, in my opinion, better than anyone else. And then you've got the three women of this issue, Selina, Phantasm, and Harley. It is a young Harley, and so I feel like that. I made a mistake there. Yes. Well, I think it was just since it's the B cover, they can draw whatever they want. Like,
oh, that's true.
The guest artist can just do whatever covers don't really matter unless it's the 90s and they're literally telling you exactly what's happening inside. Gotcha. So I was kind of hoping for some young Harley flashbacks, but you never know.
No, you might get them too.
She's been brought in. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to predict. I didn't predict we'd have a Harley in this. So.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, and I think she was used very well. You know, her conflict with Selina in Wayne Manor in the, I guess, the future timeline, they're going at it, and there's a lot of dialogue happening. But a lot of it is pointed on the fact that Selina knows that Harley was never really the bad guy that she made herself out to be or people thought she would be. And Harley knows that Selina can't be the good guy that she's pretending to be. And so I really liked that bounce back between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. And that's very telling lines, I think, that, you know, she's got to choose what path she eventually wants to be on, I think.
Yeah. To talk about the covers real quick, I'm sorry to bounce around a little bit, but this book bounces around all the time, so I don't feel bad at all.
it does.
So
that's
all
right.
I brought all, because I needed to reread them, because it's been a month and a half, and we've been reading a lot of stuff in between that. And so I pulled out all five issues, and I've been buying the Claymon covers for each one. And if you look at them, they're all starting to actually kind of tell a little bit of a story. You have just Batman and Catwoman on the first one, Batman and Catwoman with a Phantasm in the back of the second one, the slice through half Catwoman, half Phantasm on the third, and then the first picture of their daughter Helena on the fourth, and then this cover has all five main characters showcased, and that was what this issue was really kind of about. It was, there weren't a lot of really big reveals, I think, outside of the fact that we know it's definitely Andrea as a Phantasm. It's not somebody else copycatting her, but everybody had kind of a point in this story where they were able to shine, and, you know, I'm interested to see if the covers continue to kind of lead us through that story.
So do you guys have any thoughts or predictions on what's going to happen to Andrea? We haven't seen her in the future timeline. Mm-hmm. We haven't.
I feel like she's dying. Like, someone's killing her and someone's upset about it. Like, I feel like that has to be what happens.
I don't know. I'm curious.
But, as long as she doesn't end up in a refrigerator. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, we know.
You know, Sal did end up on ice in this one, so.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
And we know when Selina went after Joker early on, like, her reason was for what he did to Andrea. That's why she finally wanted to kill him. And so, you know, at some point in time, something between those two characters has to get even more serious, I think. Because, I mean, it's serious now, right? Like, we've seen how obsessed Andrea is with wiping out the Joker's influence on the city. But I think it's going to get worse. I don't think things are going to end well for Andrea.
No, I don't think they can. And that's, you know, it'll be what it'll be. But it'll be a fun ride, I think. So I'm curious.
Yeah, it's fun so far. I think it's Selena's guilt that prevented her from stopping Andrea from killing that guy, because Selena has helped the Joker, which is part of what this big storyline is. But I don't think she wants to. Like, I think she knows how bad he is. And so she's not. I think there's reason behind her not stopping Andrea.
She knows how bad this dude was that was working with the Joker.
Yeah.
And that's the, I'm trying to think what, I feel like, Selena, Jake, if you had to give her a D&D like characteristic, what would she be? Like, chaotic neutral, chaotic evil? I think feel like she'd be a chaotic neutral.
Yeah, I think chaotic neutral makes sense.
Is that from D&D?
Yes.
Oh, her alignment. I just thought that was a pop culture thing. I didn't realize those.
No, I don't know. It's kind of her alignment. I feel like, yeah, she kind of does whatever's in her best interest at the time. So
yeah, whatever thing is going to serve her the most. And I think there's a part of her that wants to help people, wants to save people. But that's also probably the part that knew that that guy dying wasn't, you know, it wasn't outright, like, murder. I mean, you know.
Oh, it was.
It was outright murder, but it wasn't.
I was like, Jake.
No, I mean, you know, like, there was a reason behind it, right? It, whether or not that reason.
It wasn't an innocent person.
That's called premeditated murder.
All right. Yes.
It wasn't a murder of an innocent person. Correct. He was innocent. It just wasn't necessarily justice. So,
anything else, guys? Any other major pieces of this issue that you wanted to
talk about? I did like at the end, as old Selena is sitting there drinking wine in her chair, and Helena, like, goes, "Mother!" and, like, comes in, "What happened?" And you see, like, Harley hogtied on the ground, and Selena just drinking her wine. She goes, "The world is full of crazy blah, 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 blankety blank." I thought that was great, so... That was a good way to end it.
It was pretty funny. I'm excited to see where Helena goes, because we haven't got a lot of development there. Oh, isn't there still a Dick Grayson commissioner? Like, there's a lot
there of is.
Universe that we haven't quite explored. So,
but let me ask you something. What do you think of this? Say it's
all right. That was terrible. Right. Horrendous. I'm offended. I'm appalled.
That was awesome. Yes.
Yes.
No! So, yeah, I guess let's jump into reviews. And, Ben, I'd like to kick it off with you. Did this issue bring you back in the fold? Because I know the clock's been ticking for you. Was this...
TikTok, Tom. TikTok.
The clock is still ticking, but he got an extension. I snoozed it instead of turning it off. I liked this one a lot. I can like darker things, and I can like confusing things, and I have different levels of taste. I just have to know what I'm signing up for, and I think we're enough issues in that I've gotten what's happening. I'm on board with what this book is going to be. So I'm enjoying it because of that. And I did get Andrea. I got her with the mask off talking, which I've said is literally all I wanted. Would it kill him to put her in a sundress? Probably not. But for right now, I'm happy. So, yeah, I liked it. Keep reading it. I definitely think it is worth it. I don't know where it's going, and I don't know that I'm going to end up liking the ending, but I liked this issue.
Yeah. I would agree with what Ben said. I did enjoy this one a lot. I liked Harley coming in here, whether she's avenging Joker or whether she's just trying to find some companionship or something with her loss. I don't know. I kind of feel like she's just maybe looking for some kind of female companionship to deal with the loss, and Catwoman being whoever killed him might be the safest to go to. I did think the Andrea scenes and the Phantasm, I thought that scene with Sal was really intense. That was really well done. I don't have any clue where this thing is going, but I'm still enjoying it, and I look forward to see what happens next.
I really liked seeing much more of the Phantasm, having that question satisfied that it is her doing this, and we get to build on that story as opposed to having the rug pulled out from us and be like, no, it's actually so-and-so, and, you know, Andrea doesn't actually matter. I'm glad that she is a, you know, Andrea as the Phantasm is where this story is situated. And so I'm very much enjoying it still. The break between issues kind of threw me. Like I said, I don't think I could have just picked this issue up and gotten back into it. I did need to reread them all to catch myself back up. So, you know, but I'm a wait for the trade kind of guy. So I think the one thing that I'm most excited for right now was the introduction of Harley. We've seen some of the other villains aged up into the future. And we've seen Dick Grayson, and I really like future Selena. She's awesome. She's a fucking badass. But I'm kind of thinking that this is maybe setting up a bigger alternate reality that they can continue to play in even after these 12 issues. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some... old lady Harley stories, or we see some old man Bane kind of stuff down the road. That
old man Bane.
Yeah.
I need my walker.
Well, he was like, he was catatonic and drooling on himself, right? In the one issue that we've seen him in so far. So.
Yeah.
Well, in the world of multiverses, it's very possible this exists now. If something has been created once, it can be brought back in any form. So.
All Bane really needs is a nice chair and not some kind of folding chair. If they just give him a chair, everything will be right in the world, right?
Are you referencing the Harley Quinn TV show, Aaron?
I
nice. Such a good show.
Oh, my God. He's so funny in that shit. All right.
Well, all right. You know, I think the next issue is scheduled only a month away, so hopefully they hit that deadline and we can talk about issue 6 in about 30 days or so, guys.
Awesome.
Until then, tune into our regular episodes where we are going over 0 hour funnel DC 1994 shenanigans. Great.
Yeah, you want to mess with timelines?
You sound so excited, Aaron.
Oh, I am.
For the Brotherhood of Batman, I am the baby brother, the sunshine in the Gotham, and I have not given up on this title yet. Ben.
I'm Jake. I'm the little brother. I will call that a win.
And I'm Aaron, and we learned that it is Andrea, and she is a pretty, and she is a psychotic killer. And thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye. Hopes of bed is cleansed, this city's way.